So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hazav koines hakesef, hakesef ain a koines hazav. In an exchange of gold and silver coins, the gold coins are considered the merchandise, and the silver coins are considered the payment. Therefore, the transaction is finalized when the seller takes the gold coins, performing a kinyan mashicha. However, the transaction is not finalized when the buyer takes the silver coins because mois ain a koines, payment is not a valid kinyan. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, in the exchange of silver and copper coins, the copper is considered the merchandise and taking them finalizes the transaction, while the silver is considered the payment and taking them does not finalize the transaction. The Mishnah continues, Mois harois koines es hayafis, vayafis in koines es harois. Disqualified coins are considered merchandise relative to current coins, and so performing a mashicha on the disqualified coins affects the kinyan, while taking the current coins does not. The Gemara explains that Rebbe recorded two versions of this Mishnah. Bialduse shani hakesef koines hazav. In his younger years, he maintained that the transaction is finalized by performing a mashicha on the silver, because dehava dechashav have a tiva, kaspa delechashav have a pera. Gold is considered the currency because it is more valuable, and silver is considered the merchandise because it is less valuable. And so, kani le pera le tiva, one must perform the kinyan on the merchandise, in this case, the silver. However, Biziknusi Shani Hazav Koines HaKesef. In his later years, he retracted and ruled that the transaction is finalized by performing a mashicha on the gold because Kaspa de Charev Havativa, Tahava de Lecharev Havapera. Silver is considered currency because, as Rashi explains, Yetzib Haitzav Ha'ibala Seicher. They are more readily accepted and circulate easily, while gold is considered merchandise relative to silver because it is a lesser form of currency. And so, konele peri lativa, one must perform the kinyan on the merchandise, in this case, the gold. This is the version Rebbe recorded in our Mishnah. The Gemara now discusses the second case of the Mishnah. Anacheshes koines hakesef. Copper is considered merchandise relative to silver, and explains the necessity for this ruling. According to Yalduse de Rebbe, since the Mishnah taught in the first case that legabe dahava perahava, silver is considered merchandise relative to gold, because gold is considered the currency because of its greater value, therefore the Mishnah now informs us that for the very same reason, legabe nacheshes tevahava, silver is considered currency relative to copper because of its greater value. According to Ziknusi de Rebbe, since the Mishnah taught in the first case that legabe dahava tevahava, silver is considered currency relative to gold because it is the preferred form of currency, even though gold is more valuable, therefore we might have thought hani priti ba'asra desagi inu charifi tve mikaspo ema tevahava. Wherever copper coins are accepted, they are the preferred form of currency, and so they should be considered currency relative to silver, even though silver is more valuable. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us that nevertheless, legabe nacheshes tevahava, silver is considered currency relative to copper because kiven de ikaduchtu de lesagi bay pei rahava. The copper coins are considered the merchandise because there are places where they are not as universally accepted as silver coins. The Gemara brings several sources which seem to agree with Yalduse de Rebbe that gold is considered currency relative to silver. Rav Eiziv dinari mibrate de Rebchia, Lasaif ayakar dinari. Rav borrowed gold dinarin from his cousin, Rebchia's daughter. The value of dinarin then rose relative to silver, but Rebchia still ruled zil shol le tavin v'tekilin. You must repay her the full amount of gold coins. Now, as Rashi explains, Hayeker v'hazel tolu bepeira. The value of currency is considered constant, and the price fluctuations of commodities are always attributed to the merchandise becoming cheaper or more expensive. Therefore, if zav peira hava, havalei sav besav aser, if gold is considered merchandise relative to silver, Rav's transaction would have been forbidden because the Rabbanan forbade lending merchandise on condition that the debtor return an equal measure of merchandise because their possible rise in value resembles ribbis interest on the loan. Therefore, it must be that Reb Chiya clearly holds Zav Tivahava. Gold is considered currency relative to silver, and so he permitted Rav to repay the exact amount of gold coins. The Gemara refutes this proof. Rav dinari havale. Rav had gold dinarin in his possession when he borrowed the dinarin. And nasa ko'imr lo halveni achi yove b'ni o yachi emsa mafteach. One is permitted to borrow merchandise if he will repay the loan with identical merchandise that he already owns but is currently not accessible, because it is considered to have risen in value in the lender's possession. The Gemara cites a braisa as proof that zav tivahava. The braisa sets the value of various coins, one of which is dinar shel kesef, Echad me'esem mechamisha be'dinar shel zav. A silver dinar is valued at 1/25th of a gold dinar. Alamai nafkimina lepinya ben. This pertains to the chamesha shkalim, the five silver shekels used to redeem a bachor, a firstborn son. As Rashi explains, since each shekel equals 4 dinar, the chamesha shkalim equal 20 silver dinar. And since, as the Braisa teaches, a gold dinar is equal to 25 silver dinar, the value of the chamesha shkalim is pegged at 4/5 of a gold dinar. Therefore, if a Yisrael redeems his son with a gold dinar, he's entitled to 5 silver dinars in change. Now, if zav tivahava mishar tana b'midi dekates, if gold is considered currency relative to silver, the Braisa is indeed giving an absolute value. Even if the value of gold changes relative to silver, the cost of pinya ben always remains at 4/5 of a gold dinar, because the value of gold being currency remains a constant. However, if zav peirahava mishar tana b'midi de'oikir b'zil, if gold is considered merchandise relative to silver, why would the Braisa peg the chamesha shkalim to an amount of gold which will fluctuate? Clearly, this Braisa holds zav tivahava. The Gemara now cites the machlekes regarding this matter as it relates to Maaser Sheni. Produce of Maaser Sheni must be consumed in Yerushalayim. Alternately, one may transfer the sanctity of the produce onto coins, which are then brought to Yerushalayim and used to purchase food. In order to facilitate their transport, one may wish to redeem many coins for less coins of a more valuable currency. However, Braisa states, Beishami Oimrim, Lo Yasa Adam Slon Dinar Izav, Ubeisil Matirin. Beishami forbids transferring the sanctity of Maaser Sheni from silver coins used to redeem it onto gold coins, while Beisil permits this. Now, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish dispute the scope of this machlokes. One opinion says, Machlokes Beisilom al Dinarin. They only disagree regarding exchanging silver for gold, because Beishami holds, Kispa tava v'dahava pera, v'tiva apera lo'michalinan. Silver is considered currency relative to gold, and so the silver may not be redeemed onto the gold, because one may not redeem currency onto merchandise. While Basil maintains, kaspo pera v'dahava tiva, upera tiva michalinan. Silver is considered merchandise relative to gold, and so the silver may be redeemed onto the gold, since it is merchandise onto currency. However, peris al dinar and debi akol michalinan. All agree that gold is a valid form of currency relative to merchandise and can be used to redeem the produce of Maaser Sheni itself. The Gemara points out, Midi Dehava Kesav LeBeisil, this is similar to Beisil's position regarding silver. Although they maintain Kaspa Legabe Dehava Peirahava, silver is considered merchandise relative to gold, they admit Legabe Peirahava, it is considered currency regarding actual merchandise and can be used to redeem the produce. Similarly, Bisham may agree that gold can be used to redeem the produce. However, the second opinion holds, af beperis al dinar machlokes. They also disagree regarding using gold to redeem produce. Beisil hold zav tivahava, gold is considered currency, while Beishami hold zav perahava, gold is considered merchandise, and only silver is a strong enough currency to redeem produce of Maaser Sheni.